Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
It's 5 p.m., baby. Broads with you. Filling in for Ike, Spike, and Fritz on this Tuesday. I'll be back tomorrow. Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day Part 2, huh? Who's with me?
Day 3? Would it be Day 3 or Part 2 of Day 2?
It would be Part 2 of Day 2. Listen, as much as I love this, I may shift gears a little. But there's a part of me that's wondering. There's the part of me that's wondering. All right, 215-592-9494. This, of course, is the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. It's been a lot of fun. We still have an hour together. We are going to squeeze in a top five at five, though, because I respect the afternoon show. I don't come for people's jobs. I don't disrespect. I love them all, and I respect their program. The top five at five, sponsored by Roto-Rooter. At Roto-Rooter, the nightmare before Christmas has a whole other meaning. When the holidays cause havoc on your plumbing, call in the pros at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With the deep-throated Mr. Nichols.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Dude, come on with
yep,
that.
Yep, every time, yep. It gets someone every time.
It's so good.
Gets someone every time. I don't think I can ever change it.
No.
Don't think I can ever change it.
No.
So the top five that I have for you today is five more reasons I love Jalen Hurts. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
the top five,
man.
Switching gears a little bit. You know, give the people a break. Talk about the wonderful time of year, the Christmas time that we're in.
Okay.
And also, I'll bring up some nostalgia for you. The top five, my favorite Christmas gifts that Santa got me when I was a kid growing up. So, number five is an easy one. Running the ball, any new video game. Madden, 2K, a Star Wars game. Star Wars Battlefront was great. You get the game, you're just stoked to play. You're texting your buddies, yo, got the game. When are we hopping on? I don't care that it's Christmas. I can ignore my family. I'm hopping on right now. Now, there's a whole thing about how you get a new game on Christmas and you got the newbies on. Don't care. When I was younger, just getting that new game, I was like, yes. Especially the new Madden or the new 2K, getting the updated rosters and everything, just a brand new game. Ooh, it always just made me so excited. I just wanted to run downstairs and pop it in immediately.
It's a good one, dude. It's a good one. And kids these days, look at us, to get off my lawn, guys.
Guys, kids.
They don't know because they can just download it right from their dashboard. No, try waiting for a new Call of Duty at GameStop in line at 4 a.m. to hope you get it. If you don't get it, you got it on Christmas, to your point. But I agree, dude. I always got two games in particular on Christmas. It was the new NHL.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it up, baby. And I got the new Call of Duty, and you get the white the clear wrapper that you got to use your teeth.
You got to get the sticker. The edges on it.
You use your teeth, and then the smell of the manual. Oh, dude, the smell of the manual. These kids don't know about the manual these days.
They don't know about the manual. And you know what else? You know when you would go, like your mom or dad would drive you to GameStop because you knew you were getting a game, and on the ride home, you were just reading the back of the box or reading the manual.
Of course.
You just couldn't wait. You're just staring at it.
You even pop the disc out and maybe look at how shiny the back was.
Mm-hmm. Then you get told to be careful with it. Don't drop it or scratch it or anything.
You used to use the toothpaste trick or no?
Only once. Okay. I think for like a really old PlayStation 2 game, I had to do that.
Okay.
And it works.
It does.
Funny enough, couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. My number four is whenever I'd get a new pair of basketball shoes. So whenever growing up, I'd have like a basic pair to start the year. You know, the season would start around like late October, November or something. But then Christmas was the time to get the shiny, fancy new basketball sneakers. And I always had a Christmas tournament for you know, one of those CYO basketball tournaments. I would always have a Christmas one. Oh, pop them on the next day. Everyone's like, oh, look at that. That was the, oh, it was the best feeling. And that's one of those things. It's like a new car smell and a new shoe smell.
Ooh. Dude, now I don't know if you know this, but from the sneakerhead community, because I dive deep. I have my Jordan 12 playoffs on, by the way, for a reason.
Pretty
one,
nice.
Jalen looks great in Jordan 12s. And two, we're rocking the Jordan 12 playoffs for a reason, because once again, I make it five straight.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, in the sneaker community, what you do when you get a fresh pair of kicks, you open up that box and you stick that shoe right into your nostrils, and you go, oh, that smell of new shoes. Oh, dude.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Every time. It just, you it's want so it to good. Last forever.
Oh, forever.
You want to smell like it forever.
Forever.
I got a pair of the Jordan 11 Gammas
when they first came out,
way back when.
Oh, because they just restocked. They just restocked,
yeah. And it made me feel really old, and I didn't like it.
Well, that's the thing. All the ones that you wanted when you were younger, now they start remaking them. I need those Jordan 11s.
I want to get them, too. If you know a guy who's got plenty in stock, let me know.
Oh, dude.
Let me know.
That's a good pull by you with the Gammas.
Dude, they're nice. I remember when they first dropped. I was obsessed with them. Still am now. Jordan 9 Space Jam.
Oh, you're...
Loved them.
I'm not a big Jordan 9sman, but I do like some of the ones that people don't like. Like, I love the 12s. I love the 2s. People don't like the 2s.
I like the
6s. I'm a huge Jordan 6 guy, but I'm not too hot on the 9s.
I just like the 9s because I watch Space Jam all the time growing up, and that's the ones, they're the Space Jam shoes. It's when Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, I always get those two mixed up. Daffy would go, and they had to get the shoes from his house and bring them back to Looney Tune Land, so that's why I was like those. Number 3 is Nerf guns. Nerf guns, dude, incredible. You get a new Nerf gun, you get your old ones out, you have a battle with them. I think I was 8, and my now brother-in-law is having a Nerf gun war with me. You had the one that looked like a revolver, and it was the best one by far. I forget the name of it. It was like the Maverick, I think. Actually, I'm pretty sure it was the Maverick.
The Maverick.
Dude, Nerf guns was my jam.
Okay.
Getting that new one, and then you lose the darts all the time. Even just getting the pack of darts was exciting enough, because you have to go scavenge outside or under the couch for the darts that you lost months ago.
Well, so the issue I was going to say, I do love the pool. It's a good pool by you. The issue was the dogs. Because when you start, you know, shooting the Nerf guns all around the house, you got to make sure. You're talking about the little orange.
Yeah, with the little orange tip.
Now, what if the dog starts, you know, chewing them and eating them and that whole shebang? So that was always the worry. But the Nerf item, whether it was the Nerf football that used to whiz by your ear.
Oh, those were so
satisfying.
And
you could hear it goes like, whew,
You could throw those things like 200 yards,
Yup. Good pull of the Nerf.
Yeah, anything Nerf related is just top tier. In my mind. I don't know if they still sell those footballs, but they got to. If so, I got to buy one at some point soon, just to have. It'd feel good to have. My number 2 is very specific. My number 2 is an Eagles starter jacket, but my dad got me this Eagles starter jacket, and I'm unwrapping the present and whatnot, and it's in a Home Depot box. And I'm thinking to myself, did he get me a drill? Did he just get me something from Home Depot? What is this? So my face, he talks about it all the time. My face is just like, what is happening right now? I was so confused. And then I open it up, and it's this just beautiful Eagle zip-up starter jacket. And he starts dying laughing.
You got got.
I got completely got.
Uh-huh.
I just this wave of like relief and joy flows
Whoa,
over
hold
me.
Hold on a second. Am I about to
be put to work on Christmas? This is crazy.
He gives you a drill, so you got to go outside and fix the house.
We got to fix some stuff up. Yeah, it's 30 degrees, but we're going to get to work real quick.
So I pulled a move like that before with my wife. I got her a pair of concert tickets. This was years and years and years ago. But I put it in a box filled with rocks because they were just printed out from the computer. So I didn't want to. How are you supposed to do it? So she picked it up and she said when she opened it, she realized that whatever it was. She knew I filled the box up with something. She just knew. It ended up being tickets to a concert.
It.
Yeah. So I tried that. And clearly, your dad is way more swag with this than I do because my wife sniffed it out.
It was a good move. I had zero idea. Completely got me. 100%.
You still have the jacket?
Got. Of course I still have the jacket.
Okay.
I wear it. Not a lot, but yeah, I'm trying to preserve it, too.
Sure,
I'm trying to preserve it.
Yeah.
But my number one is whenever I would get a non-Philadelphia athletes jersey. I had my guys growing up that weren't Philly athletes, and I was just like, I'd go year by year, 2 years, where I was just obsessed with this one player, and getting their jersey on Christmas, I'd throw it on immediately. I throw it on immediately. My mom's always trying to get me to dress nice for Christmas when I was younger. Nah, I'm putting on the jersey. I'm wearing it over to my grandmother's house. I'm wearing it the rest of the day. John Wall jersey. Chad Ochocinco jersey.
Whoa.
Panthers Cam Newton when it was still Reebok and they were the quality stitched jerseys. Got that. I got a Richard Sherman jersey. Was a big Legion of Boom guy back then. Anytime I would just get like obsessed with one of these players, I would always ask for their jersey.
Now, do you feel, because there are people
that. A LeBron jersey? I got a LeBron Cavs jersey.
Okay. Now, there are people, and I respect this, that love the quality of jersey. It's like I love shoes. I love shoes. I can look at the shoe and I'm admiring the leather on the shoe.
Yeah.
It's psychotic. So there are people who do that with jerseys. Do you feel that way with the jerseys, or do you just like the player enough where that's just what you do? Does that make sense? Is it you enjoy collecting the quality of the jersey, or do you love the player and that's what motivates you?
So I think when I was a kid, it was mostly just the player. Now I definitely have more of an appreciation for the quality of the jersey.
Okay.
Like the Mitchell and Ness ones that are all stitched, get the nameplate, the numbers, the side logos all stitched on there. I can appreciate that rather than just, you know, it's slapped right on there and whatnot. Is that slapped right on there?
Yeah, this is when the Kelly Greens dropped, and I'm not a big jersey guy, but of course with Jalen Hurts, because I'm a respectful man that understands great quarterback play.
Of course.
I got the Kelly Green Jalen guy, and I realized that that's how they make them.
But that's the problem with Nike, is Nike's got like $170 jerseys, and they're still just printed on there. If you want one that's fully stitched, it's like $300 or something.
Nah,
no one's paying that.
I can't do that.
You can't do that.
I can't do that.
But yeah, just any like random player, I'd always want to get their
jersey. Okay. That was a good top five at five. We needed a mini break from all the love. We didn't really, but we did. You know what I mean?
Right.
We didn't really need it, but
like you said, you could go for 24 hours.
Straight. Some are saying
no breaks.
48. Oh, no commercial breaks. Were you in the understanding that I was going to be taking commercial breaks throughout my 24-hour love obsession with Jalen?
How rude of me to assume.
Let's go to Chris in Jacksonville. What's up, Chris?
Bro.
What up?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen, I got an introduction that if Jalen Hurts ever went on your show, I have an introduction for him that we can give to him.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
And I hope Mr. Fritz is listening. And I'm going to shout out Paul Heyman. The reigning, defending Super Bowl MVP champion of the world, Jalen, Super Bowl MVP Hurts.
How about our quarterback?
How about your quarterback?
How about our quarterback?
I love
Bros,
it.
Bros, I'm pumped up. Listen. I'm working. I work today. I worked a 9-hour shift. Christmas in 2 days. Got to make money. And I get in my car, and I get in, and I turn it on, and I'm usually listening to Jack, the Hater Fritz.
Well, we love Jack.
No, I do. That's why I listen to. I listen okay. to their show every day. I never miss it.
Good.
Never miss it.
Good.
I get in the car,
mm-hmm.
and I hear your voice.
Yeah.
And I go, is this our bro?
Yeah.
Is it? And I'm like, no way. And then I hear Jalen Appreciation Day.
Uh-huh.
And that second, not even a second later, I called. Not even a millisecond later, I called. Because you know what I know. That when times are calling, Jalen Hurts is balling. And he is turning it up right now. He's going to lead us. This is my prediction. And I called you a week ago saying I still believe the defense will lead us to the Super Bowl. But guess who's going to be right there with him? Jordan 11, Jalen Hurts. He's going to be out there falling, smalling, galling, frawling, crawling. He's going to be
now,
running
Chris,
all
Now, Chris, I
got
to ask you, what was that statement you said? When something is calling, Jalen is – what is the phrase? Do you even know what you said? Because it was amazing, and I want to get it tattooed on my bicep. We're going to have to go back to the tape.
Oh, I got it. When times are calling.
When times are calling. Jalen Hurts is balling, dude. That's a quote.
I hope Spike is – I love Spike. Love him. I love listening to him. I follow him on all of his socials.
Yeah, he's the best.
And I love Fritz. But I hope they're listening. And I hope they're listening to you from 3 to 6. And I hope that they digested all the calls because Jalen Hurts, he's ready to ball. He is, I'm telling you, he's going to go into the playoffs. First, he's going to beat Allen this week. Spike loves Josh Allen, too. I can't wait.
Dude, I feel the same way. And thank you so much for the call. 2-6. Dude, they're going to go into Buffalo and win. Now, this Lane Johnson thing does scare me. I haven't seen an update. Luke, can you see what the latest... I only know because when Elliot was in for the 3 o'clock hour for Tuesdays with Elliot, practice stuff was coming out, and it seemed like Lane was not involved in anything. I'm not sure if the Eagles have released any sort of updates or if there's any media members that are there that have said anything, if he strictly just ruled out of practice.
All I see, the top tweet is from Jeff McClain. Updates on following injured Eagles. Jalen Carter is back at practice. Lane Johnson, in parentheses, foot, isn't here. N'Kobe Dean and Landon Dickerson are here, but are not practicing. So Lane isn't there at all.
So you know what? That might actually make me feel, in a weird way,
Better. Yeah.
Because if he was there not practicing, then it seems like he's not physically ready.
Yes.
Him not being there, maybe it's one of those personal matter things or, you know, not that, listen, I don't want him to go through anything of that nature. Let me be very clear. I hope everything's okay. But I'm just saying, in regards to the foot and the health and the recovery, maybe there's something going on outside of football. But I want to be clear. I don't want it to be anything serious on the outside.
Right. Yeah, even if it isn't that, if they're just trying to get him an extra rest day, if they were to play on Sunday, today would be their off day. So maybe they're just giving him an extra off day and he'll be back at practice tomorrow? Because I agree with Elliot. Like, when Schefter says, hey, you know, this guy's expected to play, that's true almost
I'll tell you, I will tell you, when Adam Schefter tweets something out, that is Howie Roseman telling Adam Schefter what to tweet out. That's how this goes. Adam Schefter is the mouthpiece for all these top executives and all these. When he's tweeting something out, he ain't getting that information from Joe Schmo. Okay? No offense, Joe. He's getting that from Howie. So, you're right, Elliot's right. That's coming from inside. So, the fact that this is a little weird, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. You're right, though. We'll see some more information, hopefully, over the next 24 hours. Real quick, though, this segment is sponsored by Gaida Door and Window. Take advantage of Gaida's Big Year End Sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 1-877-GO-GAIDA or visit goguida.com. Let's go to Tony in Malvern. What's going on, Tony?
Yo, buddy. What's good?
Not much, man. What's happening? How you feeling?
Dude, today is one of the greatest days ever. I got to spend my work day in my Kelly Green Jalen Hurts QB1 jersey.
of course you did.
Everybody was feeling good.
Of course you did, and as you should. You should wear it every day, but I understand why you don't.
Absolutely. And you know, that's the kind of dedication to wear it every day, which is why I appreciate QB1, King Prince Jalen Alexander Hurts. His loyalty to the team, to the city, and himself. This guy is perseverance wrapped in excellence. Wow. He's untouchable.
Wow. Wow. So let me ask you this. What do you love about, outside of that, which is something to really appreciate, by the way, and not just say outside of, because those are all magnificent things you just mentioned, but talk to me a little bit about when you watch him on the field, when you see him under center, when everyone doubts him being able to do that, throwing over the middle, when everyone doubts him being able to do that. What do you love about Jalen when you watch him out there on the field?
Calm, cool, collective, and really attempting to make educational plays. Especially last year, those verbal cues, it just felt like he was on top of the world. Like you could just see what he saw almost, right? Like you could trust him. He would give you the trust as a fan, like this guy's going to carry us.
Oh, no doubt. And that's something, and Tony, I appreciate the call. That's something that I don't feel that all the other teams fighting in the NFC and fighting in the playoffs have. When the moment gets big, it's almost as if I feel better as the moment gets bigger. And there are some that are worried. Listen, there are people in Buffalo that say it must get done now with the way the Chiefs have fell apart. They've been to a lot of Super Bowls. They're breaking down. You got the gruesome injury to Pat Mahomes, and we're all praying that he recovers the best way he can. But right now, you have to win. You have to win. That's a lot of pressure. If Jalen Hurts was ever in a situation where he must win, I'd feel steady. Because he's steady. Because he's calm. Because of his poise. Because of the way he carries himself. I'm just a reflection of him. But I would feel great. No questions. No concerns. Guess what? There may be people thinking of Buffalo, what if we can't accomplish it right now? What if we do fail? What if we can't get over the hump with the 1 year where Pat Mahomes isn't in our way? What if we fail to a Denver team? Bo Nix, gross. I wouldn't feel that way with QB1. The bigger the moment, the better I feel. You don't get that with everybody. You get that with QB1, though. Let's go to Ab in Philly. What's up, Ab?
Bros, my man.
What up?
Happy Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day.
Same to you.
I let's first point out the obvious is gloomy outside, but Jalen Hurts is bringing sunshine into our hearts. Okay.
Wow.
Let's just start there.
Okay.
We want to talk about things that I love about Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys saw that NFL Films video they put out after we won the Super Bowl with it was like a voiceover of Jalen after the Super Bowl loss in 23. And he's talking about his teammates. He's talking about appreciating the journey. He's, you know, appreciative of the opportunity, you know, sounding like somebody who damn near won a Super Bowl, right? And now we got a guy who brought us back, right? To compare how he reacted when he lost to how somebody like Cam Newton reacted when he lost. Okay, not to bag on other quarterbacks, but I'm just saying. And to bring us back and win a Super Bowl. I just don't understand how that in and of itself, you know, to have that mentality, that mindset, the humility to do that and come back and take us to the promised land, ultimately succeed. Is that not somebody that you just want to run through a brick wall for?
Right. No, you're right. And, dude, they went from losing a very painful loss in the Super Bowl to having the biggest collapse in franchise history to then responding with winning a championship. And, I mean, that matters. And I also want to give them a lot of respect here. Listen, I don't know where this year is going to go. I really don't. Maybe they come up just small. Maybe they win a playoff game, lose in the division round. Maybe they go to the NFC Championship game. Maybe they win it all again. I don't know. But I will say there was a lot of turmoil, a lot of terrible, you know, things that they had to deal with this year, and Kevin Petullo and being banged up on the O-line and all that. And the fact that they've been able to put it together enough to keep this on tracks, I always say this, Ab, and we all do. If you give us everything you have and you come up short, we can at least respect your effort and say you left all of it out there. You gave us what was in the tank, and we live with the results, and we'll find a way to get better in the offseason. I feel this group following a Super Bowl is putting us in a position where they're empty in the tank. They're giving us everything they got. They went back to the drawing board to try and find answers when things weren't working. We'll see where it falls, but you got to respect that mindset that this group is kind of bringing us on.
Oh, 100%. I mean, you know, we went through some really tough years. ESP mentioned it earlier. The quarterback, the carousel that we went through, the bozos we had to put up with to get to where we are today. I'm appreciative. You know, you could have a bad year all you want if this is where you're going to take me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and what bothers me too about it, and Ab, thank you so much. I really appreciate the call. What bothers me sometime about this is we act as if you are a great quarterback, that means you're great every second of every day, right? The reality is there's a lot of great quarterbacks that have bad games, that have bad years. They play in the league for 13 years. Guess what? Four of them might be bad. Eight of them might be good, right? We could have a good quarterback who's having a worse year than what you expect from him. Which, by the way, this being his worst type of years is a pretty damn good floor, if that makes sense. We're working on 11 or 12 wins. At worst, 10 wins is being the floor of one of your worst seasons. But it's okay to say that he might not be playing up to his standard for a season following a Super Bowl. Good quarterbacks do sometimes have rough stretches. And when Jalen goes through that, that's what it is. It's not time to call for McKee. It's not time for drafting a new quarterback, trading Jalen, this, that, and the third. It's, we got to figure this thing out. We got to figure this thing out. All right, let's get our final update on the Twitter poll. The Twitter question, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers, only two shopping days until Christmas. Mark's Jewelers has locations in Montgomeryville, PA, or Mount Laurel, open daily, now through Christmas Eve. The Twitter poll, do you believe in Jalen Hurts? I apologize, I'm bad at this, clearly. Do you believe in Jalen Hurts? I thought it was way more controversial. I suck at my job. 88% yes, 12% no. But again, for the 1,000th time, that's because smart people follow me. 215-592-9494. One more segment to go on the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. Oh, that makes me sad. Your calls. And I need to point out something that happened this offseason that really did change this entire team. There's two moves that changed this entire team. I just need to sprinkle that in. Broads with you here on the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.